Biden cancels trip to Italy to focus on wildfires. President Joe Biden has canceled an upcoming visit to Italy, the final overseas trip of his presidency, to focus on monitoring the situation in California as wildfires continue to ravage the southern end of the state, the White House said on Wednesday. Biden had earlier approved a federal major disaster declaration for California, allowing federal funding to be made available for emergency response costs. The president was set to depart on a 3-day trip to Rome and the Vatican, where he had planned to meet with Pope Francis, Italian President Sergio Mattarella, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. During the trip, Biden was set to discuss efforts to advance peace around the world with the Pope, showcase the strength of the U.S.-Italy relationship, and discuss important challenges facing the world with Mattarella and Meloni, according to a previous White House statement. Biden will now stay in the United States and focus on directing the full federal response to the California fires, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in a statement. After returning this evening from Los Angeles, where earlier today he had met with police, fire and emergency personnel fighting the historic fires raging in the area and approved a major disaster declaration for California, President Biden made the decision to cancel his upcoming trip to Italy to remain focused on directing the full federal response in the days ahead, the statement read. Biden was in Los Angeles earlier on Wednesday to visit his first great-grandchild in hospital. While there, he joined California Governor Gavin Newsom and federal, state, and local officials at a Santa Monica fire station for an official briefing on the wildfires and promised the federal government's continued support. "It's going to take time, but the federal government is here to stay as long as you need it and everything you need," Biden told the briefing. The pair were briefed on the Palisades, Eaton, and Hearst fires at a fire station in Santa Monica. The presidential declaration makes available federal assistance funding to help state, tribal, and local governments cover emergency response costs. It also includes individual assistance programs for affected citizens and businesses, which includes temporary accommodation and financial assistance for destroyed property, Newsom's office said in a statement. The president has also provided significant support through the U.S. Forest Service, including 5 large air tankers, 10 helicopters, and dozens of engines. 5 dead, thousands of buildings destroyed. Authorities say 5 people have died and more than 1,500 structures, mostly homes and businesses, have been destroyed in connection with the fires that broke out across Los Angeles Tuesday. The blazes have been worsened further by strong winds of up to 80 miles per hour combined with low humidity and dry conditions. As of the early hours of Thursday morning, the Palisades Fire, which is closest to the coast, has burned through at least 17,234 acres and has not been contained, nor has the fast-moving Eaton Fire near Altadena and Pasadena, which has burned through 10,600 acres, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The Hearst Fire in the Sylmar neighborhood has scorched through at least 855 acres and is 10% contained, while the Lydia Fire has engulfed at least 348 acres and has been 40% contained by firefighters. Another fire, the Sunset Fire, has burned through around 60 acres and is currently not contained, according to CAL FIRE. Reuters and the Associated Press contributed to this report.